Vanitak, and we yield El Adonai Elohei Avoteinu. We called out to Hashem, the God of our forefathers. Vayishma Adonai et koleinu, vayatonyeinu ve tamaleinu ve lachatzeinu. Hashem heard our voice, and He took note of our suffering and our burden and our oppression. And again, we quoted a verse. We'll break it down into segments and define. So the first part of the verse, Vanitak El Adonai Elohei Avoteinu. We called out to Hashem, the God of our forefathers. He wasn't our God. Notice that? We were going back to tradition. Ihoid. And a person should always remember he could fall back on that. On his worst day, it is legitimate for a person to say, God, I know we've had no relationship until now, but You were the God of my fathers, and so I'm turning back to You. And that's what the Jews did at that time. As the verse says, the verse says, many days passed, and the king of Egypt died. And the Jews sighed from their work and wailed, and their wailing went up to God in heaven. What was going on here? So one Medrash says he didn't really die. He got leprosy, he got tzaras. And the Egyptian doctors told him the way to be cured from it was to bathe himself in the blood of Jewish babies. So now on top of everything else he was doing, he was rounding up Jewish babies, slaughtering them on a daily basis, and taking baths in their blood.
What does that refer to?
Vayamot Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, died. We have a tradition that there are three types of people who are called dead, other than one who's dead. One who is poor, one who is blind, one who has no children, and one who has leprosy. So King Pharaoh had leprosy. That's what it means he died. And that's why the Jews suddenly sighed. Why were they so upset when he died? They were so upset because he didn't really die. He got deathly ill and he was slaughtering Jewish babies. Second Medrash. The Medrash says the Egyptians would throw Jewish babies into the mortar as the Jews were stepping on the mortar. And they would throw in hay, and the Jews would have their feet pierced with the straw and the hay, and their feet would be bleeding as they were forced to step and make the mortar. And we commemorate that with the charoses. The charoses we pour red wine into, because the charoses, we make it look like mortar. All the pieces of apple are supposed to be mixed with dates and ground almonds, and together it's supposed to look like mortar. And then we pour in a little bit of wine to commemorate the blood that was swirling within the mortar. As their feet were being torn to smithereens by the hay, we put sticks of cinnamon to commemorate the straw that was thrown onto the mortar. By the way, here in Israel, I have yet to find kosher for Passover sticks of cinnamon. I don't know why. They must coat the cinnamon with something, but I haven't found sticks of cinnamon kosher for Passover. They must exist somewhere. I just haven't found them yet. And don't believe the store owners in the shuk. If they don't have something sealed that says kosher for Passover, I don't think you can trust them. So the Medrash says there was a husband and wife. And the Medrash gives us names. I forgot their names. Charoses corresponds to the mortar. There was a husband and wife. What?
There was the blood and there was the hay. Blood right. The feet, the hay, the pierced feet. What else?
That's it. And the mortar. The charoses corresponds to the mortar. So there was a husband and wife stepping in the mortar. And an Egyptian took their baby and said, you guys aren't making enough mortar, and threw it under their feet and started whipping them and forcing them to continue their work. And as they're stepping on that mortar, they see the parts of their baby under their feet, and his blood is swirling around their feet. And they stood there weeping and crying and praying as they stepped on the mortar. And the Medrash says, when the verse says their cry went up to heaven, that was the cry that broke the heavens. The cry of that couple, Vatal Shavatam El Elokim in Avodah, the verse we just read, that their cry went up to heaven from their work, that was that couple stepping on the mortar. their cry went up to heaven. And that's why, according to some of the Rishonim, there's a special blessing on the Charoses. Because the Charoses corresponds to the source of redemption. There were moments that were pivotal in the redemption of the Jews. Everyone was crying. Everyone was praying. But this couple, you can understand, their cry was more potent and their prayer was more powerful. And our tradition, the Medrash quotes, it was their prayer that went up and broke the heavens, and then God said, enough is enough. Vayishma Hashem et koleinu, Hashem heard our voices, kamo shenemar, the verse says, Vayishma Elokim nakatam, Hashem heard their wail, Vayizkor Elokim b'rito, Hashem remembered His covenant, Avraham et Yitzhak v'et Yaakov, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Vayar et onyenu, God saw our suffering. What is onyenu? What is inui? Chazal tell us, you know what inui is? Inui is a husband that tells his wife, I will not be intimate with you. Onyenu, our suffering, is referring to the women. Zoprishut derech eretz. That's when the couples broke off. So the men were saying, honey, I have no more strength, it's over. And that's suffering. When Lavan leaves Yaakov, Lavan tells Yaakov, I'm warning you. I am leaving you, and I will not cross this pile of stones, but there are conditions. One condition is, im te'ane et binotai, lest you torture my daughters. What was Lavan saying? You're a pious person. You might choose one day to tell my daughters, I'm too holy for this intimacy business. You're an old man. I have young daughters. Maybe you'll tell my daughters I don't have strength for this. No, Yaakov. One of the deals is you are not allowed to torture my daughters. And our tradition is that Lavan was telling Yaakov, you may not withhold intimacy from them. And that, from there we learn that the word inui, just like on Yom Kippur, when it says, te'anu et nafshotechem, cause yourself to suffer. What is inui? Inui is withholding intimacy. So vayaret onyenu, when the verse over here says, God saw our suffering, that's a reference to the fact that the couples were no longer intimate. That's called inui, that's suffering. So prishut derech eretz. Kmo shenemar, the verse says, ve'alokim bnei Yisrael v'yeda Elokim. God saw the Jewish people and God knew. What does it mean, God knew? God knew what no one else would know. God knew what was going on in the bedroom.
What is zoprishut derech eretz?
Prishut, separation from derech eretz, the way of the land.
Wait,
that's
God,
a modest way of saying intimacy.
Well, so God knew what was going on in the bedroom, meaning what?
That they weren't being intimate anymore.
Oh, okay.
When the verse says, Vayeda Elokim, God knew, it's stressing only God knew. It was something that no one on the outside of the house would know.
It was happening with everybody?
Right. No one was talking about it, but that's what was going on in the Jewish homes. Now, being that this isn't the Seder for real, and we made a Borei Pragafen, and time is passing, so if we don't take a sip from our grape juice, we will have to make another Borei Pragafen when we hit the next cup of wine. So you can either not drink, and then make another Borei Pragafen when we hit the next cup, or you can take a sip, and then it'll hold us over.
That sip's kind of strong. How many can we drink in one night?
Okay, yes.
I think that there's a word in English. And it means the pain that's derived from not having like desire.
Okay.
So like if you're totally full and you know you still want to eat but like you're full and you just have no desire to eat anything, that's like a kind of a pain.
Okay.
Is there like a word in Hebrew for this also in concept like
Lo yada? Bet amaleinu, our burden elu abanim. That's what was happening with our kids. When they were told their sons were thrown into the Nile. So you have a situation where people would have children and then the Gestapo would come by and rip the babies out of their mother's arms and throw them into the Nile. You had a situation where the water the Jews were drinking, everyone was living off the water from the Nile, they knew full well was tainted with the blood of their own children. Ve'et lachatzeinu, our oppression ze'ad dochak. Kmo shenemar, v'gam ra'iti et lachatzeinu shel Mitzrayim lochatzim otam. So what is lachatzeinu? You know what lachatzeinu is? Lachatzeinu is pressure, 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 pressure. You understand? If someone, there's one thing if you have to do something, there's another thing if someone's yelling at you as you're doing it and suddenly you feel pressure. Yeah, you suddenly, you feel pressure. It's totally different. It makes everything that much worse. Meaning, it's one thing to be working really hard. It's another thing to have a boss that walks into there and starts yelling his head off at you every 2 minutes. Why didn't you do it yet? Are you done yet? Come on. No. Hey. Oh. Pressure.
Can you cover the mic for 1 second?
Excuse me?
Can you cover the mic for 1 second? For this question?
Is it?